This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
That's a tune called Bluegrass Picking. That was myself and Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Daniel Beckman doing that crazy slapping electric bass solo, and Vince Eggles on guitar. I think it was Vince, or it could have been Alan Rhodes on guitar, and myself or Alan Rhodes playing rhythm mandolin, and I just quite forget the lineup. That was recorded 1985. Bluegrass Picking, it was called. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I play a bit of bluegrass music, and these days I'm playing it on the air in Back Porch Bluegrass, the show that you are listening to. And I've got a great program lined up for you that I think you're going to enjoy, and we're even going to squeeze a little bit of live banjo into the show today. So hang around so that you can hear that. Meanwhile, we'll kick it off with the Bluegrass Album Band from 1984. It's Volume 4 of the reproduction music that they did of the original bluegrasses. They did a wonderful job of putting it all together, and here is a tune called Cora Is Gone.
Winds through the night blowing so lonesome, singing to me a song. The whippoorwill call is just a reminder, pretty girls have hearts made of stone. Away with the blues at dawn, my darling Cory is gone. fire, but my darling Corey is gone. She wears a bonnet for a finger, purchased her raiment so fine. Gave her my last greenback dollar, and now she's left me behind. Away with the blues at dawn, my darling Corey's gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Corey's gone. Drifting along like brush on a river, caring not where I roam. Going to live in the deep forest, dark hollow of piney woods. Awake with the blues at dawn, my darling Corey is gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Corey is gone. Told me goodbye, but my darling Corey is gone.
Oh, that's a great song and a great rendition of it by the Bluegrass Album Band. We're going to play some Daly and Vincent now. Jamie Daly and Darren Vincent. And this is from the Brothers of the Highway CD. Came out in 2013, just when they were really getting going, really. And on the CD, as well as Jamie Daly doing guitar and most of the lead vocals, Darren Vincent doing bass and harmony vocals, they got Jeff Parker on mandolin, BJ Cherry Holmes on fiddle, Jesse Baker on banjo, and they got some additional guitar work by Brian Sutton, which will always be a bit of a treat. They had other musicians on the album as well. It's hard to tell just who's playing on which track, but those guys do a wonderful job. And here they are doing a song called Tomorrow I'll Be Gone. Daly and Vincent, Tomorrow I'll Be Gone. Time for an instrumental now, and this one's coming from a man called Jordan Tice from the album called Horse County, and I quite like that album in some ways. All around Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from, is a horse county, particularly around Cambridge, which is about 20 kilometres away out of Hamilton, and Matamata, which is about 30 or 40 kilometres out of Hamilton. Real horse county or horse country areas, both racehorses and steeplechases and horses for eventing programs, and we're a real centre of the horse industry. So I thought it's appropriate that we played an instrumental called Horse County. Some great pickers on this album. Jordan Tice plays guitar, Paul Coert plays bass, Mike Witcher on the dobro, Dominic Leslie on the mandolin, Noam Bekelny on banjo, and Shad Cobb on the fiddle. And they do a great job on this very pretty instrumental called Horse County.
Thank you.
was Horse County by Jordan Tice. It was a little bit different in the way of instrumentals, wasn't it? I hope you enjoyed that. Let's go back to the Bluegrass album band now with a song from the original Bluegrass band written by Lester Flatt and Bill Monro together. It's one called When You Are Lonely.
Oh, I'm thinking of you. Told me, I'm sure I'll never forget. Oh, someday, sweetheart, when you're lonely and have no one to care for you, remember the heart you have broken and the one that has loved you so true. All those things you told me. Oh, someday, sweetheart, when you're lonely and have no one to care for you, remember the heart you have broken and the one that has loved you so true. Forget all those things that you told me and try to start our life anew. But remember the heart you have broken and the one that has loved you so true. Oh, someday, sweetheart, when you're lonely and have no one to care for you, remember the heart you have broken.
Classic song. They really did it right, didn't they? And wrote the book on bluegrass music. Wonderful song. We got a lot of songs about broken hearts and being lonely, and I wasn't quite aware of that when I was putting together this program. But the next song I picked out is one from a band called Longview. It's an album just called Longview, and the lineup of Longview is Dudley Connell on guitar and vocals, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, James King on vocals, Joe Mullins on banjo and vocals, Don Rigsby on mandolin and vocals, Marshall Wilborn on bass, and they do a great job with some less well-known bluegrass music. And I've selected one song called Only Time Can Mend a Broken Heart. It might have been the broken heart that was broken in the previous song. I'm not quite sure who's singing it, but I think it's Don Rigsby doing the lead part in this, and the others share the vocals around, the tenor parts and the baritone parts, making some great music here. Longview, Only Time Can Mend a Broken Heart.
Walking down the road of misery, this pain is so bad, I just can't break through. I keep thinking about the things you've done to me. Only time can mend this broken heart and take you back to where I need to be. Only time can mend this broken heart and take away the things you've done to me. cut so deep in my heart. Now the way that I feel, even though my love is real, it's plain to see we're better off apart. Only time can mend this broken heart, take me back to where I need to be. Only time can mend this broken heart, take away the things you've done to me. You told me that you might want to come back. That's not gonna happen, don't you see? Only time can mend this broken heart, take me back to where I need to be. Only time can mend this broken heart, take away the things you've done to me. And take away the things you've done to me.
That's Longview, Only Time Can Mend a Broken Heart. And that was a song written by Don Rigsby as well. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth, playing you some of the music from my shelves. I've got a few shelves loaded with CDs, and before I do each show, I stand there in front of them and think, what would people like to listen to now? What could I play to them that is going to convince them that bluegrass is great music? And I know a lot of you don't take very much convincing about that. Back Porch Bluegrass comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where I've been based most of my life, apart from a few years in Australia. And I like Hamilton. It's a great place to be in. And the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was based around here, and we still get to play a bit of music. Might talk about that later on in the program. But one of our first influences after getting a banjo from Shearer's Music Works, who sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted that they do. They're very helpful. Go and see them sometime. One of my first influences and one of the reasons why I wanted to play banjo was because of the Dillards. And we heard the Dillards doing their live Almost album and then their album Back Porch Bluegrass, which I thought was the best name describing my approach to the music that I'd ever heard. And it stuck with me for the rest of my life. And I heard them playing all sorts of tunes, and Doug Dillard's banjo playing was wonderful. And their songs were good too. And they used to appear on the Andy Griffith Show, which we got on New Zealand television. And I used to love it when the Dillards, performing as the Darling Family, came and played some live music. That we actually got to see our heroes live. And they did the song on one of the Andy Griffith shows. It's a song called Dooley, and it's about a moonshiner. And this particular version comes from a more recently recorded version from Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band. The album is called I Wish Life Was Like Maybury. Well, maybe it could be, maybe it couldn't. Maybury was very fictional village, and Andy Griffith was a wonderful sheriff. But they did all songs. Anyway, that the whole album is about sort of a Maybury-type approach to the music. But they did Dooley, and in his notes to it, Rodney Dillard and Mitch Jane wrote the song, and they said, this song is about a real person, but the names have been changed to protect us all. Aha, sounds good to me. Here's the song Dooley for Rodney Dillard.
Was a good old man and lived below the mill. Dooley had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One cow watched the boiler, the other watched the spout. Mama corked the bottles when old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley slipping up the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar, Dooley give me a swaller and a payback someday. Traitor, when into town he'd come, sugar by the bush.
Russian land molasses by the drum. Revenuers came for him slipping through the woods, but Dooley kept behind them all and never lost his goods. Dooley slipping up the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar, Dooley give me a swaller and a payback someday. Women folk looked sorry and the men stood around and cried. Now Dooley's on the mountain, lies there all alone. They put a jug beside him and a barrel for a stone. Dooley slipping up the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar, Dooley give me a swaller to pay back someday. Dooley slipping at the holler, Dooley trying to make a dollar, Dooley give me a swaller and a payback someday.
The new updated version of Dooley from Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band, and they did a pretty good job there. I'm not sure that it's as smart as the absolute original one of it, but you're always biased when you've heard one version for 50 years and then you finally hear another one. I've got a brand new album here from Rebel. Everyone knows that Rebel do a wonderful job of putting out good bluegrass music. And this album is called Living in the South, Starlet and Big John. And it features Starlet Boswell, who she plays acoustic bass and does lead and harmony vocals. Big John Talley does guitar and lead and harmony vocals. And they are beautifully backed up by David Carroll on banjo, Jonathan Dillon on mandolin, and Ron Stewart, who produced the album, plays fiddle and a little bit of dobro and does some harmony vocals. And it's a great album. It's got some excellent bluegrass and they make a wonderful duo. I'm going to play two tracks from this album. The first one, Making Tracks to Makin'. I love those sort of titles that have got a little bit of a twist to them. And Making Tracks to Makin'. And then another one called Living in the South. They're obviously real southerners. Here are Starlet and Big John.
Peaches all summer long. Lake leaving Raleigh, now finally going home. Board east of Benson, south on 95. Making tracks to Makin' tonight.
Making tracks to Makin', going to see my baby. Bearing down that Georgia line. Bringing home bacon, that little beach of mine. Making tracks to Makin' tonight.
Old friends of mine help me pass time, singing as we ride through the moonlit pines. Making tracks to Makin' tonight.
Making tracks to Makin', going to see my baby. Bearing down that Georgia line.
Bringing home bacon to that little beach of mine. Making tracks to Makin' tonight.
in about daylight. I'll be in the kitchen, country ham a fry, coffee and kisses and warm peach pie. That's why he's making tracks to making tonight.
Making tracks to making, going to see my baby, bearing down on that Georgia line, bringing home the bacon to that little peach of mine. Making tracks to making tonight. Making tracks to making tonight.
Starlet and Big John, Living in the South, from the new album of theirs. And that new album is, of course, called A Living in the South, named after that song. They do a great job. He's a great guitar player. I love her bass playing, and their singing is fine. That's a new Rebel album from them. You listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say a big shout out to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand, whole bunch of them down there with the program coming on at different times of the day and night. Comes from Hamilton, Free FM 89.0, and first played here at 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights, and then again at midnight on Wednesdays, and then at other odd times. So all around the country you can pick up Back Porch Bluegrass at any time of the day or night. You can goes on the access radio stations in Canada. Hi to all you folk up there too. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, and other shows that some we don't even know about are getting Back Porch Bluegrass. So hi if you're listening on radio, and for all those people tuned in on podcasts, you might be on Spotify or Free FM, the direct one from here, or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, there's a whole bunch of them, and I really appreciate you tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. You can also find out exactly who's been on the show by reading the running list. We put it on a Facebook page, Back Porch Bluegrass NZ. If you go to that, we try and get that up every week. My oldest son, Jeremy, puts it up for me, puts it up every week. And it's a running list, says what album the song comes from and what year it came out. Little bits of stuff like that that maybe might influence you. And, of course, you can contact us at Free FM through the internet, or myself at paultrenwith@gmail.com anytime, and eventually I will reply. I'm not that good a correspondent, but I do try. Okay, here's a treat coming up for you now. Several months ago, I played a tune, something around the Cotton Mill Blues, and it was an instrumental, and it was obviously written and named after the place where these guys worked. And I made a comment at the time that, I should write an instrumental about where I work or something like that. And one of the listeners wrote in and said, yeah, you better do that and write it and call it Free FM Blues or something like that. Anyway, I had this idea for an instrumental in my head, and I sort of worked on it for a while. As I'm getting older, I'm 76 now, I was trying to make my banjo playing simpler so it was more achievable. And I came up with a pretty simple melody and some nice harmonics in the middle of it, as you do with banjo tunes. I'm not entirely sure that it's a Free FM breakdown or anything like that. In fact, I think I'm going to call it There and Back. But I've got my banjo in the studio with me, which I think I'm going to use for this one. The microphones aren't exactly set up for banjo playing, but I think it'll be all right, and we'll hear what it sounds like. This is a tune called There and Back, and I've got my trusty Baldwin banjo, 1969 Baldwin banjo, which is getting pretty worn out now, but it still sounds pretty good as far as I'm concerned. And I'm going to play you my new tune live, and we'll see what you think of it, eh? Here we go. That's There and Back. That's me playing banjo live in the studio. Well, isn't that crazy? I was as nervous as anything. My fingers would barely work and I was struggling all the way through it. It's a good fun tune to play. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band played at a big gig on last Saturday night, and I played that tune, and the other alternate lead breaks were taken by Keith McMillan on mandolin and Victoria Trenwith on fiddle, and our backing group was Jeremy Trenwith on guitar and his son Tyler Trenwith on the double bass, that's my grandson, and Pam Finlay was playing guitar as well in the song, and we pushed it along and it came across pretty good. I was very pleased with it, but I wasn't so pleased with it in the studio. But anyway, that's a live banjo tune on air, and I don't think I'll do that again because I'm so nervous when I'm doing that it's absolutely crazy. Hope you enjoyed that. A little bit different there. Let's go back to Brothers of the Highway, Daly and Vincent, and here's a tune called The Hills of Caroline.
I was born in Guilford County, way back up in the pines. That's where I hold the sweetest memories, in the hills of Caroline. Daddy was nothing, spent his life doing time. Mama learned me about Jesus in the hills of Girl, her name was Hattie, fair and tender, sweet and kind. She taught me how to love a woman in the hills of Caroline. I always thought that we would marry some sweet day, she would be mine. Now Hattie's gone to live with Jesus in the hills of Caroline. If I should die before tomorrow, one request, if you don't mind, just bury me right next to Hattie in the hills of Caroline. Thank you.
Daly and Vincent. Wasn't that a beautiful song? Great rendition of an excellent song. Oh, they're fine musicians and fine guys too. Always loved the music of Don Reno and Red Smiley. I've only got a couple of albums of theirs, and I wish I had more in many ways. I've always enjoyed watching them. They were real showmen. That they were the top band and putting on a performance, and Don Reno was a stunning guitar player as well as a banjo player and a songwriter. He wrote many of their songs, a very high percentage of their songs. And here's Longview doing a Reno and Smiley song. It's a gospel song called Brighter Mansions over there, and it's a great gospel song. Here's Longview.
Sunday morning where I go to kneel and pray. It's a place that God's reserved for all while here on earth we stay. It's a place to lose your cares and worries and to leave the load you bear. It's a stepping stone on the road to glory. There's a brighter mansion over there. There's a brighter mansion, brighter mansion in a world that's free from care. It's a home eternal in the heavens. There's a brighter mansion over there. Savior standing at God's right hand who'll hearken to our call. By sweat and blood on the cross at Calvary gave his life for one and all. Now by grace through faith we obtain his mercy and the beauty we will share. There's a sacred promise that he made to all. There's a brighter mansion over there. There's a brighter mansion, brighter mansion in a world that's free from care. It's a home eternal in the heavens. There's a brighter mansion over there.
Oh, I love that sort of answer back sound they get in the chorus. That's really hard to do. We did that a few times, and it was a challenge, I tell you. Someone who was very influential in our early music was Alice Gerard. We've met her when she was a partner to Mike Seeger, and they visited New Zealand, and Mike and Alice played concerts throughout New Zealand, and we got to play some music with them. And then in 1971, we stayed with the Seegers for several weeks when we were in the USA, and Alice was a wonderful hostess, and Mike was a great host, and they took us around, and we really had a wonderful bluegrass experience with them. And Alice has since gone on to work with Hazel Dickens and do some wonderful music. And she really is one of the legends of women in bluegrass. And one of my favorite performers, as anyone who has listened to this show will know, is Laurie Lewis and her band, The Right Hands. And they did an album in 2015 called The Hazel and Alice Sessions, in which they were able to pay tribute to their heroes in the music. And I'd like to play you a track off that. Who's That Knocking? It's an all-time tune. Carter Family did a version of it, but I don't think they wrote it. And so here is Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands paying tribute to Alice Gerard and Hazel Dickens with this Carter Family song, Who's That Knocking? Thank you.
so loud but can't come in. It's your own true hearted love. Rise you up and let him in. Go away, go away. Don't wake my mother. For love's a thing she can't endure. She's been the ruin of many a lover. She'll be the ruin of many. Trust yourself in your darling's arms. Go away, go away. Don't wake my father, for he is on his bed of rest, and on his breast there lies a weapon to kill the one that I love best.
Good old time bluegrass there from Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed some of the selections that I've produced and even the live banjo tune. I'm not sure that I'm going to do that again. I was a bit very nervous about that. And wow, it's just something different, wasn't it? But it's a nice tune, and if you've got a bluegrass band and want to pick up a good tune, there's one there for you. But remember to pay credit to where it came from. We'll take it out with Rodney Dillard and his band doing Banjo in the Hollow, one of Doug Dillard's greatest banjo tunes, and I try and teach it to some of my pupils. A bit of a simplified version, but it sounds great. See you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.